Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios right here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to continue to talk local sports, winter sports. Wrestling season came to an end this past weekend. A great ending for the Emory Spartans. And Monty Christiansen, who is now a two-time state champion, won it last year at 106, repeats this year at 113 pounds, and he is joining us over the phone right now to talk about his incredible senior season. Monty, it's great to get you on.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
No, absolutely. First off, congratulations. When you hear Monty Christiansen, two-time state champion, what does that mean?
It gives me butterflies. It's truly a dream come true. I've put so many hours in and out of the wrestling room, working for the goal of a state champion that I accomplished last year, and achieving it again this year is just another great accomplishment that I've worked my whole life for, and I knew this one would be harder, and it was.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, wrestling, it doesn't matter. Everyone has always told me, if it's a player or if it's a coach, they always say it's harder to repeat. It's always more difficult the second time around. And now that you have lived that, what made it more difficult this time?
For sure. I had a target on my back since the end of last year. People kind of studied my game and studied how I wrestled, and you could tell they came out there with a game plan and they were all hunting down me. And it definitely is harder because you have to spend that extra time. Winning a state title is one thing, but winning two state titles shows that you're not kidding. It shows that you have that dedication and you've done what it takes to accomplish that. So, yeah.
I kind of want to hit home for those who maybe aren't quite to high school yet or those who are around this level. And again, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about here. In order to be a champion, Monty, I don't know if I could have a conversation with another high school athlete that personifies what it means to be a champion more so than you. And so walk me through just the level of dedication, the level of I guess dedication, right, in intensity and determination that goes in to being a state champion. Kind of walk me through the process. What is a normal day like, and what do you do to prepare yourself for that final competition?
It has to be a 24-hour process. You can't take a second out of your day to focus on something else. It always has to be in your mind, no matter what sport you're playing, what sport you're doing. You have to be thinking about that and how you can improve. Not only be thinking about what mistakes you've made and how you can improve them, but what things that you haven't ever tried that can help you accomplish your goals. A lot of the times, it's working out by yourself, doing something that other people don't do. It's that extra hour because you have to be the hardest worker to be the best. You always have to be in the gym an extra second, doing that extra rep, doing that extra sprint at the end of practice. It's all about dedication and discipline. You have to be able to discipline your discipline and be able to want it so bad to put in that extra work.
Tell me if this is a fair assessment, Monty. I think there's athletes out there that love to win. There's athletes that hate to lose, right? But I also think in a sport like wrestling that is so individual-based, you also have to find that middle ground. And every time you go out onto the mat, you got to be the kind of athlete that learns, right? Win or lose, you have to be paying attention and collecting data and storing in that bank every single time you go on the mat. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. You always have to be learning middle of match. You have to take in what the opponent is giving you and also be able to still do what you're doing and focus on your offense while not underestimating what others are doing. You have to go out there and learn. And then even if if you lose, go out there and find your mistakes and fix them. Because we can't get better if we ignore our mistakes and blame it on something else. Every time you lose a wrestling match, it's because something you did wrong. There's a mistake you've made in that match that made you lose. And it's hard for people to see. A lot of the times, a lot of new wrestlers are like, oh, that wasn't my fault, but it is. And that's hard to admit, but every match lost is because of a mistake you made. So you have to be able to recognize those mistakes and say, okay, I did that. Now what can I do to never do that again?
Again, our guest right now, Monty Christiansen, two-time state champion at Emory High School, just wrapped up his second at 113 pounds after winning last year at 106. Monty, you come from a wrestling family, so I'm sure that that in itself was not the driving force, but it had to help, right? I mean, you come from a long line of just outstanding wrestlers.
Yeah, I've been so lucky to have my brothers and my dad to help me along every step of the way. My family is my biggest support, and it takes a full community to raise a champion. And I've been so lucky to have been able to grow up around wrestling and watch my brothers all be successful. And some of the best wrestlers I've ever watched are my brothers. They're truly amazing, and I've been lucky enough to have each and every one of them back into my house, into the wrestling room to help me out on something I can do better, something I can fix, something I can gain. They've all been there to help me get those, and I've been so lucky to have them.
Yeah, it seems like anytime I talk to a coach or someone that has a background in wrestling years later, the simplest way to put it is wrestlers are just different. And I'm sure you've heard that several times, and I'm sure you know that. So explain that. What does it mean when you hear someone that's involved with athletics in some form or another just say, wrestlers are just different? What does that mean?
I would have to agree. Wrestling itself is a nonstop thing. You are always preparing for whatever sport you're doing. It's a constant preparement. But for wrestling, when you're cutting weight, or even when you're not, wrestling's on your mind. Especially when you're cutting weight, you have to have discipline 24 hours a day. You have to be able to take a step back and say, do I want it bad enough? Wrestling is a full contact sport. There's not a moment in it that you aren't in contact. You have to be able to control the other guy to do what you want, and there's not many sports like that. Wrestling is truly one of the hardest sports, if not the hardest in my opinion, because it is so physically challenging, but a lot more mentally challenging. You have to be able to adapt mid-match. You have to be able to change. You have to be able to manipulate him and yourself while also controlling your mind and telling yourself you can do this. Even when you're in the tightest position of your life, you have to be able to overcome that in your mind before you can overcome it physically.
Monty, I want to talk about you claiming that state championship. One of the things I find so fascinating about it is you've gone up in the title match 2 years in a row against Crew King, who is a phenomenal wrestler in himself. So to get back and have a second matchup with Crew, how exciting was that?
Yeah, Crew King is an amazing wrestler, and we've been friends for a long time. He's truly pushed me to be my best, and it's just, I've been lucky enough to come out winning both times, but it was truly an amazing feeling to come out that second time. And as the clock wind down, I kind of told him to keep his head up because he's amazing. And I wouldn't doubt him going and winning a state title next year. He's truly worked hard, and I know that. And I have a huge amount of respect for him because he's an amazing person and an amazing athlete.
Well, Monty, I feel the exact same way about you. I think you're an amazing kid, an amazing athlete, and now you're a two-time state champ. Your wrestling career is done at Emory High School. What does Emory High School wrestling mean to you now that it's over with? You've competed for the final time as a Spartan, and you can look back now on your career. What does it mean to be a part of something that special?
It's hard to put into words, truly. My freshman, sophomore year, we had amazing teams with Byron and Jaron and Breyer, Bode and Chrisman, Braden Howard, Dwayne Farley, to name a few. We had such a big brotherhood. When you spend 3 hours a day in a wrestling room, a hot, sweaty wrestling room, you truly gain an appreciation for those around you, and you come to love them like they're your own family. And I've been lucky enough to have a good team that are so supportive and teach me hard work and work hard with me. I've been so lucky to have kids like Dixon Peacock and Corbin Jensen to push me every day, push me past my breaking point and keep going, because those are the kind of people that may not always reach the top of the podium, but the people who don't, the people who surround the people who reach the top, are the ones that truly matter, because they might not get the recognition, but they put in just the same amount of work or even more a lot of the times. Because they know what it's like to work hard, and sometimes they don't always get the benefit of it. But to have those around me that have pushed me and helped me, it's truly amazing. I've been so lucky to have great practice partners and great friends and family around me, because Emory Wrestling has started to become a culture. We've had more people come to our duels than any other year combined. We've had so much support from around this county and even around the state that have said how good Emory Wrestling has gotten. And I've been so happy to be a part of the best years of Emory High Wrestling ever. So
that's definitely an awesome thing. Monty Christiansen, again, a two-time state champ. Monty, I always look forward to the conversations. Congratulations again on that accomplishment. And I know you still have a little bit more to go in your senior year at Emory High School, and you'll go on and do some more amazing things. So it is always great to get you on. And again, thank you for taking out the time to join us today.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Monty Christiansen again of the Emory High School wrestling team talking about a state championship, and he managed to accomplish that twice. Fantastic career, fantastic interview. We've got to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to stick with the local front. We'll move over to high school basketball. We're going to be joined by head coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dinos. That's coming up next when we return.